כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
הרי נפש את השם, אשרי שקר יעקב בעזר. Shalom Zohar. We're continuing to the central line of this Mizmah, which we've been leading up to it from the beginning. The first four psukim were leading up to it, of feeling the desire to praise, to sing to Hashem for everything He gave to us, for every part of ourselves, from our bodies to our feelings, to our seichel, to our neshama, all those extras that Hashem gives to us. And as a result of that, now we're saying that Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Be'ezer, how fortunate is a person that the Kadosh Baruch of Yaakov is the one who is Ezer. He's the one who is helping him and accompanying him and supporting him. Sivroi Alashem Likos. And if he puts his bitachon and relies only on Hashem, that is a fortunate person, that he realizes that all these other people and all the forces in the world are nothing. They don't have any intrinsic power. And the only one that has the power is Kel Yaakov. And the first one said we'd have to pick the Kel Yaakov, the Ezrei, because we had the parasha when Yaakov went out and he was going on his trip, and he knew he had to have many conflicts and hard situations, Lavan and Esav, and he dived into a Kodesh Baruch Hu on the onset. And he put his bitachon Hashem, and he said, Hashem, all I need is that you should be with me, you should give me the clothing that I need to clothe myself and the food that I need to eat. That's all I need. I need to be close with you and I need you to care for me. And they had that feeling that the Ethan Hashem should be Lilele Kim. There should be a clear bond between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lilele Kim is Hashem will be Masha Shechin upon me. So the Shekel Yaakov, that Bechin of Yaakov Avinu, we want also to be focused. That the only one we have to rely on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to make all the motions to deal with other things and other people. But my Ezrei, and the one Sivrei, when I put my Bitochen on, the one I rely on is Hashem Elikov. Hashem, Rachman, Midas HaRachman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, constantly from the beginning of creation to the end. Shem Havaya, He makes everything and guides it to Rachman. And Elikov is like Elikim, that is his God. This person who is fortunate is because he doesn't look at a Kodesh Baruch Hu as being the God. He's my God. I have a personal interaction with him. And with that, we can go through every situation in life, and every in the course of the day. If things go well, we right away thank Hashem. And when they don't go well, we right away realize that it's also from Hashem. We don't have to blame this person, another person, why things didn't work out. Because we know they don't make it work and they don't make it not work. It's all because it's local. Person has that focus in life. He's Ashrei. He's always in a fortunate and happy disposition. Like we said, killed Yaakov. And Yaakov was running away from Esav. So he knew that he was not in a good situation. He had to run away from his family and his life was in danger. But he knew, Mitzad Hasheni, on the other side, that he has a Hashem Elikov. Ashrei Om Shekoch Eloi, Ashrei Om Shehashem Elikov. Same with Pasek. Arshem Bizeifa, every day lived through this process of eliminating all those false things that we think we can rely on and turning to the real things that we can rely on. And have a life of Ashrei, being fortunate, being happy, close to ourselves, our families, and all those that are with us.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון. 03-617-1111